did you hear what we're talking about? The top 10 spots for clamping in Dublin. Do you know where they are? I bet you'd like to know where they are. But also, we want to talk about the fact that almost 45,000 people are on waiting lists waiting for a driving test, according to new figures from the Road Safety Authority. And that might sound fine, except for think of all the changes that have been brought in about not being allowed to drive unless you are accompanied by somebody and all that kind of stuff. And we thought to discuss all of these driving type issues, we would bring in the lovely Conor Faulkner of the AA to explain everything to us. Conor, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Ciara. Hi.
People are very interested to know where they're going to get clamped in Dublin. Is it very predictable where you might get clamped?
Well, there are some hot spots, but it is pretty predictable. I mean, they clamp about 55,000 cars a year, which seems like a lot, but I mean, that's it. Eclipsed by the number of legal parking events that happen. So the vast majority of people don't get clamped. And also there is a parking appeals, because I mean, I would regularly get contacted by people who say, you know, I got clamped, I was only there for 2 minutes and they clamped me straight away. Now, sometimes that does happen, but it really shouldn't. I mean, the clampers are you know, there's a period of grace that's supposed to operate and they're not supposed to be acting in an unreasonable manner. But if you think they have done you, if you really feel as if your treatment has been harsh, you can appeal it. The Dublin City Council operates a clamping appeals process, and they produce a report every year and they share it with us, and we have a good look through it. And firstly, only a tiny number of clamps are actually appealed, but when the circumstances are legitimate, they tend to be upheld. So I'm sorry to say this for somebody who's usually on the side of the consumer and all of this, but generally speaking, if you get clamped, you kind of have to go out of your way to do it, you know. I mean, the case for the defence is pretty thin.
I have to confess, I've been clamped twice in a day once, and that makes me sound like I'm such a renegade, but actually I pay for my parking on an app on my phone. Yeah. And normally I just don't get out of the car till it's paid, but this one morning I was parking on the weekend here, and when I went to pay, my phone rang because somebody probably in the office was ringing me. So I took the phone call. I was parked. I wasn't driving. Mm. Parked. And then I walked into the office and didn't pay. And now I did pay, but I didn't pay for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And
yeah.
When I was in the office, I went, oh, I haven't paid. So I paid then, but I'd already been clamped. Didn't realise. And when I went out, got the clamp off, was like, on the way home, get a phone call saying one of the kids had a temperature, bring Calpol. And I was driving down Bagot Street, and I did go into the Boots on Bagot Street for all of 4 minutes because I could tell how long I was in. And in that space, I was clamped again. I cannot tell you how my head nearly exploded that day.
Oh, you would be purple with anger. Both of those are really surprising though, Ciara. Now, they can happen. And from time to time, the clampers need to be told to behave themselves. I mean, they operate under a subcontractor, but they are supposed to be operating grace periods. So it shouldn't happen that if somebody, you know, while they're getting change for the meter or they're literally only a few minutes, it should not. I know it does, but it shouldn't happen. Mm.
I have to say I didn't appeal, but I didn't even think of it. The big hotspots look like Mespel Road. €82,000 earned off illegal parking on Mespel Road.
Nice work if you can get
it. Almost it? Yeah, almost 20,000 more than Waterloo Road, which saw 63,000 generated. It's quite the money spinner.
Well, it sort of is. I mean, it costs around €4 million per annum to run the clamping system, and it actually doesn't fully wash its face with the clamping revenue. So much so that a couple of years ago, Dublin City Council actually proposed putting up the clamping fee so that they could cover the cost, and we were very much against that because I think the punishment has to be proportionate to the crime.
Yeah.
You know, how much it costs Dublin City Council. The unfortunate motorist is guilty of a relatively mild parking offence, and there's a limit to how much punishment you can dish out.
The top 10 streets generate €500,000, €505,000. Mm. So €500,000, that's nothing like four million, but it's
€4 million is what it costs them.
South
to run
Circular
the system,
Road,
yeah.
Third highest. Gardner Street, Merrion Square, Burlington Road, Ormond Quay, Fitzwilliam Square, Gardner Street. So it's basically if you park
city
in
center,
the city centre,
yeah.
You're stymied.
Yeah, absolutely. People will tell you that places like Mespel Road on days when there's an event in the Aviva Stadium, for example, are notorious.
Shooting fish in the barrel.
It feels rather mean-spirited. It genuinely does. But I guess nobody's ever going to like clamping. But what we pointed out to Dublin City Council when they wanted to increase the rate was, if you look at the total revenue generated by legal parking in Dublin, that's about 21 million quid. so per year.
They're making a few bob.
That's where they get the money. I mean, the purpose of clamping is to make sure that legal parking revenues are protected, not to make sure that you catch a motorist out and you can therefore, you know, screw them as much as possible.
That's a good way to look at it. Connor, talk to me a little bit about the 45,000 people waiting on driving tests. For a start, how long are they waiting for? And for a second, is going to be any move to clear that backlog? Because in fairness, we've made it more difficult to drive unaccompanied. We've made it more, you know, there's theory tests and there's all these kind of extra things that hoops I never jumped through when I got my driving test, which I did fail the first time, but I got it on the second time just about. Are we going to see any improvement? Because this is very hard on young people.
It is a bit of a mess at the moment. There's a couple of things that have gone wrong on them. They do have a bit of a backlog right now. And the waiting period is wrong for two reasons. Firstly, it's unacceptably high overall. The RSA say that they will get everybody a test within 10 weeks. They're not achieving that right now. But in certain locations around the country, they are. I mean, Birr, I think, for example, or the places in Tipperary have a relatively low waiting period of about maybe 8 or 9 weeks. There are other parts of the country where the waiting time to get a test is 23, 24 weeks. That's nearly 6 months.
6 months waiting.
And that is insane.
And it is insane because I presume because you can't drive unaccompanied, so you have to have somebody. And that's all very well and good if you're 17, 18, living at home with mammy and daddy. But if you're not trying to get somebody to accompany you, might be quite difficult. And then you don't get any practice because you don't have time to get the practice because it's 6 months till you get the test.
Yeah, all of those things are true. Now, I've said before that until you've got a test, don't complain about how you're not allowed to drive to work, you're not allowed to drop the kids to school, you know, you're not allowed to fly a plane either because you don't have a pilot's licence, right? You get to drive when you have a driving licence. But the other side of the bargain is the RSA has to be able to provide an acceptable service, and they've fallen below the standard. Now, they've done a couple of things. They've been here before. They had backlog issues before and they did successfully get on top of them. So I hope they will again. They recruited another 23 testers early last year. They're hoping to bring a few more on stream. They're actually advertising for new driver testers back in December, so they will hopefully speed that up. They've got a big problem at the moment with no-shows, people who just don't turn up to do the test. That's about 19,000 people a year, so about maybe 300-400 people a week have a test appointment booked and don't show up.
A deposit might work on that,
I would think they would have to bring in something that will require legislative change. But I would actually contend that that's probably worthwhile because it's such a waste of everybody's time. The other thing is in about 5% of cases, the test can't be conducted because the car is either untaxed, uninsured or doesn't have an NCT. And again, some form of deposit system or something like that, because it's a total waste of everybody's time. But when they were attacking a backlog issue, they brought in things like Sunday testing, after hours testing, like the clocks go forward on Sunday. I would contend that they should be doing driving tests during all daylight hours.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do them. And look, if in June it's bright up until 10 o'clock of an evening of a Sunday, well then do tests up to 10 o'clock of an evening of a Sunday. They've got to get through the backlog and they have to reach a situation where it's 10 weeks or less.
Huge amounts of people getting involved. Someone says, Kieran Connor, I drive a commercial vehicle and so use as many loading bays as possible, but my job is pest control. So if I'm in a city centre cellar trying to dispatch a rat, I can't ask the rodent to hold station while I go back outside and move my vehicle. I've been clamped many times.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
The clamping appeals process is operated by a guy called Liam Keelty under the auspices
Liam Keelty, just that everyone remember that name.
Dublin City Council clamping appeals process. I'm often give out about Dublin City Council, but that the clamping appeals process is a good model and it does actually work.
Someone else says clamping is a rip-off. It does nothing to keep Dublin moving or protect revenue. It lasted about 6 weeks in Paris, but no one paid and it was abandoned. There is no problem in finding parking in Paris now, and that's from Tom.
Oh, lordy.
Someone else says about the RSA, I've had two tests cancelled, one with an hour's notice and the second with less than a day. No effort by the RSA to reschedule me. I'm 39 weeks waiting for a test currently. That's crazy.
Well, that particular incident, if that person wants to get in contact with me, I guarantee you that can be fixed because that's unacceptable. And it's not like the RSA, because I've got the opposite experience. I've had AA members contact me to say, look, I have a job interview coming up. I need to have a driving license. I'm desperate. And to be fair, they look at cancellations and stuff and they will try and sort you out, and often they can.
And lots of people getting involved on clamping as well. Someone says they tried to clamp me while I was getting change for the meter on Pembroke Road recently. I could see the the guy walking to my car with the clamp in his hand as I was walking to the meter. I shouted him I was going to put the change in and he walked the other way. Someone else says, I was clamped in the Lewis car park even though I'd paid, but I'd reversed the last two digits of my car reg. I'd put in 501 instead of 510. I appealed, but it was rejected. I felt it was very unfair. I had paid. Putting in the reg was new. It used to be a parking bay number you and put in. And a nice one maybe to end on here from Trevor. He said, I got clamped by Dublin City Council and I paid by the app, but I missed the reminder. It was 4 days after the death of my mum and I called to pay and told the girl in Dublin City Council my head was all over the place because of my mum, and she sent out the guys to release it free of charge.
Yeah, there you go. Often they are reasonable. Also, just last thing, different between if you're clamped by Dublin City Council, that's one thing. If you're clamped on private land, different thing altogether. That might have been the Lewis one.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for that. Thanks, indeed. That is Conor Faulkner, of course, of the AA.